As Phil Reeves just noted, the fighting in Afghanistan highlights the difficulties of nation-building. So does the violence in Iraq, Haiti, and the Balkans. Nation-building is a subject near and dear to Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has co-sponsored a bill called the Stabilization and Reconstruction Civilian Management Act. We had him on the line this morning to talk about it. I asked him first how he thought the reconstruction of Iraq was going.
Well, the reconstruction has moved at least to get power lines up and power production roughly comparable to the pre-war situation. Likewise, the oil production has reached that point and is coming now to a point of some exports and some income for the Iraqis. Having said that, the imperative is to bring about better security.
Now, you've criticized the fact that the Defense Department has been in charge of the post-war reconstruction. And your bill, the Stabilization and Reconstruction Civilian Management Act, would see to it that in the future the Defense Department is not in charge in these sorts of situations. Who would be in charge of nation building in your plan, and exactly what would their mandate be?
Well, the President of the United States would still be Commander-in-Chief, but the delegation for reconstruction would be with the State Department. The State Department would shepherd over at least a group of 250 people who have expertise, and even more importantly, could call upon reserves throughout the United States, that is, professionals who are prepared to serve their country on fairly short notice, who then come into a country, whether it be Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever other situation we may need this force. The sea change really in our foreign policy is that now it is acceptable and, in fact, desirable for Americans to talk about successful nation building. We have to succeed in building democracy in Iraq and Afghanistan. That is the hope against terrorism, the hope for 25-year-olds and under that constitute half of the populations of these countries and who are going to have a better promise if they are not to go to religious schools and revert to suicidal bombings.
You know, I think it might be noted that President Bush expressed a good deal of disdain for nation building during
his
first campaign
for the White House. Yes, he did,
first part
of his campaign and maybe the early days of his administration, but he has changed his mind.
What role do you see for private civilian contractors in both post-war planning and the execution of reconstruction? We've certainly had some problems with that in Iraq.
Well, private civilian contractors have been extremely helpful in Russia and the newly independent states, to name a different arena. They're important because they have the expertise to dismantle weapons of mass destruction, and likewise to supervise American taxpayer funds. Now, clearly, in Iraq, there are investigations of how well private contractors have done there, and I have no brief one way or another until we hear the evidence.
Are you satisfied that civilian contractors are being held accountable to taxpayers, those in Iraq and those in other parts of the world?
I think that
the government?
Contractors are being held responsible. I suspect that the Iraq situations arise from the fact that decisions were made extremely quickly without sometimes the normal bidding process just because an emergency existed.
Senator Lugar, I want to get back to the particulars of your bill. What about an international role? Does your legislation contemplate working with the UN or other international agencies?
Yes, it does. And by the very nature of the State Department being the lead agency, the avenues for that kind of cooperation, for invitations to succeed together, are clearly there.
Let me ask you about Kosovo. We've seen ethnic violence erupt again there this week. And I wonder how you feel about the progress we've made in nation building in that part of the world.
Well, in that part of the world, we have not been successful in building a nation in which Serbs and Kosovars could live together. Everything has been left in limbo, and so from time to time, violence occurs. In Kosovo, the United Nations administration situation has not led to a very good nation-building situation. At this point, it's not really clear how it is to be rescued without, in fact, having a one-ethnic party state.
Senator Richard Lugar, a Republican from Indiana, he and Democratic Senator Joseph Biden have co-sponsored legislation called the Stabilization and Reconstruction Civilian Management Act. It's to provide a roadmap for nation building for the United States. Thanks very much, Senator.
Thank you very much.